And welcome back to Wake Up with Mandy on Radio West. We are talking about emails in our inboxes. Next week being the 9th International Clean Out Your Inbox Week, Stuart Snooks, a productivity expert specialising in email, is with me. We've been talking about the three W's of how to handle your emails. When, what, and finally, today we're going to be talking about where. Where do we put the email once it's done?
Yes, this is one of the big dilemmas people have these days because of the volume. You know, where do I keep it? And a lot of people tend to leave it in the inbox because it's easier to find later or so, they think. But also it doesn't take time to decide where to store it. So the three keys under this where strategy are to organise your folder structure so it's really easy to use. Over the years, our folder structures have just grown organically and they've become really hard to manage now. It becomes too hard to think which one does it belong in or should it be in two of them. But if we can simplify our folder structure and use the power of search, use the computer's memory instead of our memory about where something should be located.
Ooh, yeah.
And this means we can drill down to just having four simple folders. Every one of the folders we've got now will fit under one of these four headings.
Oh, okay.
So the first one is external. We have people external to our organisation, clients and suppliers. So we can have all of those in just one folder. We have internal. We often keep folders for the names of other people and other departments. So that could be one. So external, internal. The third one is, if you like, projects. It's all our stuff, all the output that we generate, flyers and brochures and whatever. So that could be a folder. And the fourth one is admin. You know, we've all got stuff that would fall under admin, rosters and payroll and reference stuff. Every folder people have now will fit under one of those four headings. And so instead of having 65 or 90 different folders, we can have just four. And it becomes much more powerful to quickly file and then quickly retrieve. If I can say, even more radically, we could even have just one folder. And think of Google. Most people use Google to search for things.
Yes.
And I ask people, you know, what is Google? And what do they say? It's a
search machine.
And I say, no, it's not. It's a filing cabinet. Every bit of information that you need is in that filing cabinet, one filing cabinet, and it happens to come with a powerful search engine. And that same principle can begin to be applied to our email once we start using the more modern versions of it. We can just have one folder, chuck everything in there. It means we might need to relabel some subject lines as we file and then use the power of search instead of racking your brain trying to remember where it is.
Oh, you know, I like the idea of changing the subject. You could put like special, I guess, labels for individual types of emails.
Exactly. I can label it at my end with a term that suits me. You use widgets, I think of gadgets. So I can change widgets to gadgets. Or what I often suggest is add an extra word. Don't change the original. Add an extra word that then makes sense for you when you want to search for it.
Yeah. And then you also know that you search in the subject over anything else.
Well, you can search in the whole folder and it'll pick up anything that's in the subject line or that's in the body of the message, or it might be the name of the person. It's beautiful. Search will just about find anything.
Oh.
You can get very specific if you need to.
Yeah, yep. Oh, I really like that idea. Well, thank you so much for all the time that you've spent with me, Stuart, talking about the three W's of keeping your inbox clean and tidy and hopefully one day empty. Thank you very much.
That's a pleasure.